Dvar Malchus Pinchas. A chassid once asked the Tzemach Tzedek for a bracha to go live in Eretz Yisrael, so that he could devote his life there to learning Torah and Vodit Hashem. What did the Tzemach Tzedek answer him? The Tzemach Tzedek replied, Reb Hillel Paracher doesn't like Eretz Yisrael. Macht do Eretz Yisrael, make here into Eretz Yisrael. That's quoted in our Dvar Malchus Sicha by the Rebbe. And the Rebbe connects it with the distribution of the sections of Eretz Yisrael amongst the 12 Shvatim, and how it relates to our individual avoda in these final moments of Golus. The purpose of our Golus, individual and collective Golus, is to refine and elevate the world at large, transforming it into the level of Eretz Yisrael, which is our participation in the words of the Medrash that in Lasid Lavoi, the land of Israel will spread out to all the lands. At the same time, Yerushalayim, Lasid Lavoi, will spread out to the entire land of Israel, meaning that Israel will remain on a higher level than the rest of the world. And thus it will remain relevant for Mashiach to gather every Jew and bring them to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is going to be on a higher level. It's going to be on the level of Yerushalayim. Given this, one might think that Machado Eretz Yisrael, make here Eretz Yisrael, where I am now, is only an intermediary step to bringing the Geula. Because when the Geula comes, then we're going to leave here and we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael itself. One could come to diminish the importance of making here Eretz Yisrael, because he has his eyes on the future when he's going to go with Mashiach to the Geula in the true Eretz Yisrael. Or to Eretz Yisrael in the true Geula. In fact, as the Rebbe explains, this would be a big mistake, because the preparations for something must be done with the same complete focus, energy, and desire as we feel for the final goal. Which means that devoting ourselves totally and completely to the task of Machta Eretz Yisrael, making here Eretz Yisrael, becomes the vessel to receive the desired goal, which is the true and complete Geula. In fact, the Rebbe refers to this as making ourselves accustomed to the Geula even while we're still in exile. This complete effort while still in Golus is what in fact brings the Geula. More than this, although each individual has the obligation to make here, meaning where he is physically as well as spiritually, into Eretz Yisrael, which is the land which wanted to do the will of Hashem, the will of the Creator, we find that in Eretz Yisrael, each portion contains within it all the other portions. So too, by each individual Yid, he contains within himself the entire world, and by doing his avoda completely, he is able to rectify the entire world, including all previous Gilgulim. One little Jew can bring Geula to the entire world and all generations. With an exclamation point. Although we must strongly feel that we want Mashiach now, right now, but at the same time, the Rebbe guides us, how do we proceed when we still find ourselves in Golus? And to quote the Rebbe says, since the Geula still didn't come in this moment, and by Ashkacha Pratis we are still found here in this time and place, without a doubt we need to capitalize on this and fulfill the instruction to Machda Eretz Yisrael, to make here Eretz Yisrael. Thus, it is our task to publicize the injunction, the instruction, to Machda Eretz Yisrael, to make here Eretz Yisrael, and to fulfill it in a complete manner, and through this we will actually bring the Geula in revealed actuality.